Let's take a few minutes now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
And there goes the last DJ.
Aaron Bird is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Aaron, welcome back.
Hey, man. Always great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. And you are going to take us all over the world today with these selections. And let's start with Argentina and the musician Juana Molina. This is called Sin Dones. Kind of bird-like vocals there.
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate. I dare someone to try to find an artist quite like Juana Molina. She's always made really interesting and unique music. And she has actually a really interesting past and history. She was a really successful and highly popular TV actress, comedian, actually, in Argentina. And after about 7 years, she decided, you know what, this isn't really what I want to do. So she started making music.
Well, what do you like about this particular song?
You know, this album was difficult to choose one song from. But that song in particular, I feel like, is a great example of just how unique and a transcendent experience listening to a Juana Molina track is.
All right, well, now to a group that started in Bahrain. They're actually in London now. This is Flamingods with Kawali.
And I don't even know why you love me so. I'm always on the road, always on the road.
So, Aaron, who are the Flamingods?
They actually began as a solo bedroom project by the main vocalist, Kamal Rasul. And since then, they've just been creating this really unique sound that is a fusion of what they call exotic psychedelia. And all of these, they have like a large cachet and collection of instruments from Japan, Indonesia, Nepal, Thailand, Tanzania, India, and Turkey, and the list goes on and on and on.
Well, and Kamal Rasul actually told the arts website ID that when he was growing up in Bahrain, his dad would play traditional Arabic music cassettes in the car. He didn't like them at first, but now the music has grown on him. Do you hear any of that influence in this?
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. I mean, they include all of these, what we would term as exotic instrumentation and melodies, with an obvious affinity for surf rock music. I kind of call them, like, if you remember the group Dead Can Dance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's sort of like if Dead Can Dance and TV on the Radio had a baby, it would be Flamingods.
Okay. All right. Well, with that image in our head, now let's go to St. Petersburg, Russia. And the group D Pulse, this is Anna. So the website Magnetic Mag calls D-Pulse one of Russia's biggest musical secrets. What do you like about it?
I like everything about it. You know, their music sounds familiar, but incorporates elements of pop and these psychedelic rock guitars, really smooth melodies, warm analog tones. It's just really a unique amalgamation of sounds.
Do you hear a lot of music coming out of Russia?
I don't myself personally, and that's one of the most consistent questions I receive. Well, where do you find your music? I don't even remember now. I mean, it's even though I play music from all around the world, I have to say Russia is probably the country that receives the least amount of airplay from me. And I don't know why that is necessarily, but I just don't find that there's a lot of music coming out of Russia.
Well, your next selection comes from the United States, and this is the D.C.-born artist Nick Hakim. This is Bet She Looks Like You.
I feel like
kind of a throwback sound there. I'm reminded of some of the great tracks from like Leon Bridges.
Yeah, I think that's an appropriate comparison. And I mean, that lyric is amazing. If there's a God, I bet she looks like you. I dare you to find a woman that would deny the advances of Nick Hakim singing something like that. He's an incredible supreme talent. And this is actually his first official debut full length. And I'm almost certain that this is going to be on the top 10 of at least several of us KCRW DJs end of the year best list.
All right. Well, before you go, you've got something for us from Mali. This is the artist Umu Sangare with Yera Faga featuring Tony Allen. This is the Nature Boy Flaco remix. So at the risk of asking you a question that you have been asked too many times, where did you find this, Aaron?
You know, I'm actually, so Nature Boy Flaco is formerly just Flaco, and he's been an artist I've played and supported for many years, and so we've developed a bit of a friendship. So he sent this to me probably maybe 2 months ago or so now.
Huh.
But Umu Sangare, she's one of Mali's biggest artists. Her career has spanned over 25 years or so.
I see that she's referred to as the songbird of Wasulu.
Yes, yes, exactly. Yeah. She is quite sort of the feminist icon in Mali, and I would imagine for many women in West Africa. In fact, this particular song is about empowering women, even though the theme is quite universal, but specifically women who are feeling depressed, and is sort of detailing a story about a woman who was thinking about committing suicide, and she's just telling her, you know, stay strong, like you're better than this. And it's really a motivational song, which is cool because you obviously don't understand the lyrics if you're American,
right?
But you would never know that it is a really heavy topic that she's covering on this song, because it has such a feel good rhythm to it, and just sonic presence to it. But perhaps that is purposeful, because that's the point of what she's discussing in the song. It's like, you know, life is worth living. Keep going.
Well, as far as I can tell, the only continents that you have not brought us music from are Australia, which we get a lot of music from, and Antarctica, which there probably isn't very much to choose from. So you've taken us all over the world, Aaron. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Always a good time sharing some tunes with you.
That's Aaron Bird, a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. You can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. Just go to Spotify, search for NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.